listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine today, but breezy southwest winds over 25, highs of the lower 20s. A few clouds around the area tonight, lows in the middle teens, still breezy. On Monday, there will be a chance of flurries, highs of the lower 30s.
It's zero at our studios.
You're listening to Radio Health Journal, the trusted news source for medicine, science, and technology. I'm Elizabeth Westfield.
I'm Mayon Vosta-Betancourt.
And I'm Greg Johnson. This week, how medicine became a commodity that once was available for free.
You've got everybody going to a perfect stranger for substance. They don't know what it's made of or how it's made. They have to pay for it.
But first, the struggles of living with a terminal disease.
Someone sees you, someone meets you, and their first thing is like, oh, this is a guy who has a disability. And that really, I hated that.
All that and more this week on Radio Health Journal.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Can your pad absorb everything and stay fresh? Always Radiant with Flex Foam can. Get up to zero leaks, zero odor, and zero feel. Because Flex Foam is the only pad with a flexible foam core. You heard me, foam. Always Radiant is so thin, it feels like nothing, yet protects like nothing else. Can your pad do that? For up to 100% leak-free protection, try Always Radiant to see what Flex Foam can do for you.
There are a few things in life that are so sure we often take them for granted. Think about how you breathe, or the right-left pattern of walking, things we do with barely a conscious thought. But for Larry Baden, this reality was quickly turned on its head as he walked up the bleachers at a college football game. The normal step pattern was suddenly interrupted when his right foot didn't get the memo.
I almost went face first in the bleachers because my right foot just didn't do what it was supposed to do. I was able to catch myself on the railing so I didn't fall, but I'm like, okay, that's weird. And I'm like standing there and I'm thinking, move, move, move. And it's just frozen. And it kind of freaked me out because I'd never, ever had an issue like that.
The moment stuck with Baden for a few days, but like most other things, it was soon forgotten in favor of more pressing issues, like grading papers from his college students. However, he would soon realize that his body had a problem it wasn't going to deal with silently.
2 weeks later, I was in a training session, newsroom training in upstate New York, and I noticed one of the reporters was like staring to my left, and I couldn't figure out what he was staring at, and I looked, and my left hand was shaking.
Within a few days, the tremors had migrated into his right hand as well. The first neurologist Baden saw brushed him off with a glance at his hands and age, stating it was simply a case of essential tremors. But feeling like it was more than common age-related shaking, Baden sought out a second opinion. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. But as time went on, Baden developed more symptoms that aren't seen in the usual Parkinson's patient. For example, he began to physically act out his dreams while sleeping, a dangerous situation for both Baden and his wife sleeping right beside him. It was about 3 years into his Parkinson's diagnosis that Baden's doctor decided to reevaluate his condition. After various testing and more strange symptoms, his medical status changed for the worse, as doctors guessed Baden's real issue was multiple systems atrophy. It's a rare and terminal neurological disorder.
So symptoms can be problems with motor control, such as being more clumsy, discoordinated, having imbalance, or having problems with movements themselves. So they can look like Parkinson's disease in many cases early on, where people may have slowness of movements. They may have difficulties with doing fine motor tasks. There may be some rigidity, so weird stiffness of the muscles.
That's Dr. Sonia Schultz, a neurologist and senior investigator at the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. Another telltale sign of MSA is problems with the autonomic nervous systems. These are functions we don't usually have to think about, like breathing, sweating, and bladder control. Though there are a lot of unknowns about MSA, including what causes it, the last couple years of research have revealed that patients with MSA have a buildup of misfolded proteins called alpha-synuclein in the brain.
And we believe that this accumulation ultimately leads to some damage to the nerve cells and ultimately to the disease progression. It interestingly affects one particular type of a brain cell called the oligodendroglial cells, which we don't understand why that is. And it is different from other kind of neurological diseases that also have buildup of this particular alpha-synuclein protein that can often share a lot of similarities.
Parkinson's is one example. These patients have the same protein buildup, but the molecules are folded differently than what we see with MSA, affecting a different type of brain cell.
Unfortunately, it is a disease that is relentlessly progressive. So it affects patients relatively quickly. So over a course of several months and within about 5 years, about half of all patients are already wheelchair bound. So there's an increasing level of disability that is affecting the patients, and it comes out of nowhere.
The first year was difficult because one, it's kind of embarrassing when you're shaking all the time, especially when you're a teacher. And I use my hands a lot when I talk. And so, you know, when they're going crazy, I got very self-conscious of it. And I was also very self-conscious about walking with a cane. You know, I'm like, okay, now I have a cane and people will look at me differently. You know, because now you're a guy who has a cane. So now you're the first someone sees you, someone meets you, and their first thing is like, oh, this is a guy who has a disability. And that really, I hated that.
But the need for assistance outweighed Baden's defiance when he fell down concrete steps on his college campus. The balance issues are just one of many symptoms Baden deals with on a daily basis. And sadly, an MSA diagnosis comes with a promise that things will only get worse, a fact his doctors had glossed over.
Neurologists, at least the three I've had, haven't been gifted at interpersonal communications. I remember when I went back to my second neurologist and said, hey, maybe you should have told me that this thing like basically has a pretty short lifespan to it and the death is pretty horrible. You might want to have mentioned that.
MSA is a fatal disease. The average survival is around 6 to 9 years. Baden is a few months past the 9-year mark. He's beaten the statistics so far. While many patients are bedbound by year 8, Baden recently traversed the hills of Scotland with his cane. However, his doctors have warned him not to get too comfortable because once the tides turn, it's a quick descent. Baden's been advised to not plan more than 6 months out. And though there's no cure, there's also not an easy way to manage the debilitating symptoms. In many cases, Baden says that fixing one issue creates problems with other parts of his body.
One doctor is telling me I need more caffeine so that I can stay awake during the day. And then my gastrointestinal guy is telling me I need less caffeine because it puts me at risk of kidney stones.
The symptoms are tough to treat because the disease is attacking so many different parts of the body. Unfortunately, another issue is simply that there's not enough research around MSA as a whole, which is why patients can only manage the symptoms instead of fight the disease itself. In an effort to close this knowledge gap, Schultz was part of a research team that set out to understand the condition at a genetic level. Since MSA doesn't run in families, they wanted to see if there were any other genetic components, and it turns out there are. The paper, published in the journal Neuron, is the first to identify a few risk genes of MSA.
So those are genes that, you know, may not work quite as well in somebody who has the disease versus somebody who doesn't. They can be quite common in the population, but it tells us something about where there is a problem in the cell. So it's essentially, if you think about the cell as a complex machinery, those are some of the squeaky wheels that we can pinpoint. In this disease, there are always squeaky wheels in this particular pathway, in this particular structure.
The research was done at over 20 different sites across North America and Europe. Scientists performed whole genome sequencing from blood samples of nearly 8,000 participants. 900 were diagnosed with MSA, and the other 7,000 served as control samples.
Then we looked across the entire genome, that's about 3 billion letters in length, where are differences in those who have the disease versus those who don't. And we identified 4 different regions in the genome and were able to pinpoint potential areas and potential mechanisms that could be involved. And so we were able to identify that there are genes within protein handling machineries that seem to be affected or at least associated with risk for disease. It's mildly, it's statistically significant, but it's not enough to cause the disease. And in particular, we see that it's affecting the cell type that we know has a lot of the pathology, the oligodendroglial cells.
These findings provide a starting point for various studies on molecular and cell biology as it relates to MSA. Now that researchers know which genes to look at, they can start to manipulate them and see how each change affects the disease. But again, we're barely off the starting blocks with this research. It'll be years before real headway is made in terms of therapeutics. Too long to wait for a dying man. Though Baden's beaten the odds so far, there's no telling when his condition will take a turn for the worst. So instead of scrambling to grasp as many more days as he can, Baden's decided to cherish the quality of each one he's gifted.
I start every day with, okay, I want to do something today that's going to bring me joy. I want to do something today that will positively impact another human being. And I want to, you know, kind of be as pain-free and normal as I possibly can be.
It's not always easy. In fact, depression has been a lifelong struggle for Baden, one that's only gotten worse with his diagnosis. However, the constant battle is often won by the bursts of joy that only come from living.
In March, I came home from school one day and I was just done. I had lost it in a classroom and yelled at a student. And I'm riding the train home and I got off at one of the stations very seriously thinking about just if does the train come into the station fast enough to end it. And that's where I was. And then probably about a month later, something happened. And I was like, oh, you know what? If I had made that decision then, I wouldn't have had experienced that great moment that I just had. And, you know, so that's kind of what it's about. It's like, I still want to experience those moments where it's like, yeah, I'm glad that I'm still here. Went to Louisville with my son for 4 days and we had a lot of those moments. And it was like, you're overdoing it. And I'm like, yeah, I won't be able to walk tomorrow, but that doesn't matter. Right now, you know, we're living.
Baden shares more of his thoughts on living and dying in a conversation with our producer, Kristen Farah. That can be found on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. There you will also find more information about Dr. Sonia Schultz and multiple systems atrophy. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. I'm Elizabeth Westfield.
Are you feeling sluggish or weighed down? Could be a sign your digestive system isn't at its best. Take the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge to feel lighter and more energetic by supporting digestive health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Coming up, how women were pushed out of healing. When Radio Health Journal returns.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Charmin Ultra Strong. You can use less, better than the rest. Charmin Ultra Strong.
Your booty pass the clean test. Yeah.
Salmon wave texture, it's the best.
Come on, study up, teach a lesson on fresh.
Your booty pass the clean test.
Yes, sir.
Charmin Ultra Strong.
Charmin Ultra Strong with Diamond Weave Texture cleans better than the leading one-ply brand, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
If you're like most people, you visit your local pharmacy once or twice a week. Maybe you need eye drops, cough syrup, or ointment for a rash. It's common for us to leave home and pay cash for health remedies that make us feel better. But it wasn't always like this. For centuries, when someone was sick, whether it was a farmhand or family member, they went to the lady of the house for a remedy. And it was unthinkable that they should pay for it.
We often think of it as an alternative, but it wasn't. This was the norm. And what it was women took care of everything. So you'd be at home and in the kitchen, the woman of the house, who might be a wife or a sister or an aunt, would be making everything, maybe with some kitchen help, maybe not, right there.
That's Karen Bloom-Geverts, author of The Apothecary's Wife, The Hidden History of Medicine and How It Became a Commodity. Before the 1700s, women kept large gardens and grew everything the family needed for both food and medicinal purposes. Sage, for example, was good for seasoning stuffing, but it also had anti-inflammatory properties. Other plants, such as foxglove, had strictly medicinal qualities. Women steeped its leaves for tea to treat cardiac issues. Today, the prescription drug called Digitalis is made from the dried leaves of the foxglove plant.
So she would be cooking whatever was necessary for the day or the week. And she would be preparing medications either to keep in stock for common stuff like burn salve, because burns are pretty common when you work in a kitchen with an open fireplace. And she would also be on hand to make up anything special. So let's say you suddenly had an eye infection. She would make up the special water or treatment or salve or whatever to treat your eye.
During the mid-1500s, the majority of Europe's population lived outside of cities and towns. There weren't any physicians or apothecaries to visit, so someone needing treatment would walk up to a mistress's house. But then, something changed the course of history. Within a span of just 90 years, people stopped going to mom to fix their problems. But why?
This is the question, right? Like, so for hundreds of years, you get medication at home from mom. You know how she's making it. You know that it works because she wouldn't give it to you if she didn't know that it worked. You don't have to go out. So if you have a fever or you have a sore foot, you don't go anywhere. And you certainly don't have to pay for it. And then all of a sudden, practically, I mean, historically speaking, 90 years is like nothing. You've got everybody going to a perfect stranger for a substance they don't know what it's made of or how it's made. They have to pay for it. You have to leave the house when you have that fever or that sore foot. Why would you do this?
Well, Geverts says you do this because advocates of the scientific revolution, including physicians and apothecaries, began to discredit women's healing practices.
It was brilliant. They discredited women and they made themselves seem amazing. Women were what we would now call empirics, which was they had a trial and error method. So if you had a recipe for, say, cough syrup, and it made the person you gave it to sicker or just didn't help, you would say, I need something else. And you would ask around, did your sister have something? Did the neighbor over the fence have something? Did that woman in the market have something? And you would ask. And invariably, somebody would say, I've got a great cough syrup, or I've got a really good cure for crippling menstrual cramps, or I've got something really good to help a woman expel the afterbirth, or whatever it was.
However, the scientific revolution changed that method of trial and error to one of consensus with the rise of the scientific method.
We will all get together. We will perform some experiments. Everybody will agree on what we saw. We will figure out what that means, and then we will publish that. Women didn't use that method. There was no theory to it. You didn't need a bunch of people to gather around and see if the heart palpitation medicine or the hand tremor medicine or the burn salve really worked. It was really any house to any house, or any family to any family, a mother to daughter to granddaughter, and so on. So the scientific revolution said, no, you need a consensus, you need it to be tested, you need to be able to replicate the findings, everybody needs to agree on what there is, people need to be able to test it and make sure that it works.
Which is an idea that's led us to various scientific breakthroughs and has saved countless lives. So why was this shift so damaging?
I'm a big fan of science, don't get me wrong. I would go for antibiotics any day over a paste of sage. So don't get me wrong. What's interesting about the transition from women's domestic medicine to professional medicine is that it took place before the professional medicine was actually better than domestic medicine. They hyped up science and they said, oh, this way of thinking is so much better than what all those women have been using. We, you know, it's tested, everybody agrees, it's been very rigorously evaluated. You should really use our stuff. And those women, they're just making it up. And you hear something long enough from people you really trust, eventually you start to believe it and you start paying for something that you don't really need to pay for.
Eventually, as scientific medicine became the norm, women's gardens were relegated for food use only. And as finances entered the picture, a main barrier to healthcare was created that still persists today.
Medication became commodified at a point before it was different and better than what people were getting at home. But what's fascinating about the fact that we now pay for something that we didn't used to pay for is that it's normal to us to have money as a gatekeeper, as access to health, and in some cases to life. So when did that happen? And that happened between the middle of the 17th and the big middle of the 18th century.
Gevert's book, The Apothecary's Wife, is available now at bookstores and online. You can learn more about Karen Bloom Gevert's and all of our guests by visiting our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer-producer this week is Polly Hansen. Our lead producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Greg Johnson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's carbon fiber mountain bike. Because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Tanya Hart, host of Hollywood Live. Right now, World Central Kitchen is on the ground in Southern California, supporting first responders and families impacted by the wildfires. Their teams are delivering fresh meals and water where it's needed most, with WCK Chef Corps members standing by to provide comfort through nourishing food. They're always first on the front lines during crisis. Join me in helping. Visit donate.wck.org to help in the relief effort.
Medical notes this week. AI is the future, but is it worth the health risks? New research out of the University of California, Riverside reveals that the demands of computer processing increase levels of deadly air pollution. Scientists estimate it will cause more than 1,000 yearly premature deaths by 2030. The electricity needed to train one advanced language model produced the pollution equivalent to more than 10,000 round trips from LA to New York by car. How alcohol damages the brain. Chronic alcohol use is connected to increased health risks like stroke, liver disease, and cancer. However, new findings published in Science Advances shows the mental toll of this abuse. Alcohol reduces our brain's flexibility, making it harder for us to replace old behaviors with new ones. Can an eye doctor spot mental health issues? New research in the journal Communications Psychology reveals a connection between paranoia and vision. Participants were asked to identify the movements of two dots on a screen. Those with tendencies for paranoid thinking confidently stated that one dot was chasing the other when it wasn't. The scientists hope that this connection will help doctors diagnose conditions such as schizophrenia more easily in the future with a simple eye test. And finally, do you have dry skin? These tips may help. The dry, cold winter air and indoor heating can worsen eczema, but one thing that may help is to take less showers. Letting the skin's natural oils build up can help keep in moisture. This can also be achieved by lathering up with lotion right after bathing. Another irritant may be your dryer sheets, so ditch any fabric softeners. Lastly, cooking with oils high in fatty acids, like olive oil, can help you maintain a protective skin barrier. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Mayan Vosta-Betancourt.
You okay?
I can't sleep with this cough.
Sounds like you need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with NyQuil VapoCool. It's NyQuil plus a rush of Vicks Vapors.
VapoCool! Whoa!
So you're ready to get some sleep? Thank you, NyQuil VapoCool.
NyQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing nighttime coughing, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door,
or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content, and tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
There. This is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine today, but breezy southwest winds over 25, highs in the lower 20s. A few clouds around the area tonight, lows in the middle teens, still breezy. On Monday, there will be a chance of flurries, highs in the lower 30s. It's zero at our studios.
This week on Viewpoints.
It had great economic and urban planning related and some political importance, especially outside the U.S.
The surprising effects of Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour. Then,
there are shipwrecks in cornfields in Kansas. There are wrecks in the deserts of Namibia. There was even a wreck found under the wreckage of the Twin Towers on 9/11.
Uncovering the lost ships of the past. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
You okay?
I can't sleep with this cough.
Sounds like you need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with NyQuil VapoCool. It's NyQuil plus a rush of Vicks Vapors.
VapoCool. Whoa.
So you're ready to get some sleep? Thank you, NyQuil VapoCool.
NyQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing nighttime coughing, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This December, pop star Taylor Swift's record-breaking world tour came to a close. For almost 2 years, the singer-songwriter has traveled to 51 cities and 21 countries and played in front of more than 10 million fans worldwide. The Eras Tour brought in a whopping $2.2 billion in revenue and is now considered the highest-grossing tour of all time. By the numbers alone, it shook the global music market, but now economists and others are beginning to unpack its larger cultural implications.
The music was great. That's why I like it. Its artistic and social importance. Beyond that, it had great economic and urban planning related and some political importance, especially outside the U.S. It had a great deal of economic impact in terms of creating jobs and getting money circulating and creating tourism for the cities that got Eras Tour shows.
That's Stephanie Burt, the Donald and Catherine Loker Professor of English at Harvard University. Last spring, Burt taught a new course called Taylor Swift and Her World. She says Swift's tour stopped in 23 U.S. cities and many saw a significant boost to their local economies. Take Cincinnati, for example. City officials estimate the Eras Tour generated $92 million in economic activity. And in major metropolitan areas like Los Angeles and London, that number is estimated to be more than $300 million. But how could one tour and one artist drive this much activity?
Any of the restaurants, hair and nail salons, any of these type of vendors or establishments that were around the stadiums benefited. Any restaurants that were around the stadiums benefited. And a lot of people traveled for the Eras Tour. So you had additional sales in gasoline and airfare. You had additional hotel sales that really skyrocketed. A lot of the hotels in cities where the Eras Tour was happening were almost at, if not at, full capacity when the tour was here. And then you had this ripple effect. You had arts and crafts stores selling out of beads to make friendship bracelets. You had a lot of Etsy stores and Amazon selling out of, you know, shiny, glittery outfits, and people were trying to figure out what they wanted to wear when they attended the concert. So the impact was pretty massive.
That's Misty Hagunas, Associate Professor of Economics and Public Affairs at the University of Kansas. She's also the author of the upcoming book, Swiftonomics, Women in Today's Economy. In fact, the economic impact of the tour was so profound, some world leaders stepped in to make sure it came to their country. Burt says one nation even gave the pop star an undisclosed sum of money to make sure they were the only tour stop in the region.
There were a number of Singapore shows. And the reason that there were so many Singapore shows and there were not shows in Japan or the Philippines, the Singaporean government made deals with the Taylor people about money and publicity and security. And it was quite the regional coup. Similarly, when the initial Eras Tour itinerary was announced and there were no stops in Canada, Prime Minister Trudeau indicated very publicly that many Canadians wanted Taylor there.
Ultimately, Swift did add Vancouver and Toronto to the final leg of her tour, but despite the financial boost that many cities got from hosting Swift and her fans, the effects weren't all positive, especially for consumers. When tickets first went on sale in 2022, overwhelming demand caused websites like Ticketmaster to malfunction. Millions of people waited hours in online queues just for the site to crash or freeze. Others made it through the line only to find that bots had bought up the majority of the tickets and were already reselling them for thousands of dollars. That meant the resale market was the only option for some fans, and that meant spending well beyond their means or even going into debt to do so. But while the Eras Tour may have led to some poor financial decisions, is it fair to lay the blame with Swift? Hagunas says maybe not.
Economists would tell you no. You know, there's a market for things, and there's a price at which people are willing to sell, and there's a price at which people are willing to buy. And if those two don't agree, then an exchange will not happen. At the end of the day, we have to believe that people understand what they're doing with their money, and they're making choices based on their preferences. And if they didn't find value in purchasing an extremely high ticket to go see an amazing concert, then they wouldn't have purchased the ticket in the first place.
One positive? This fiasco drew attention to the fact that Ticketmaster is a monopoly. And after the company showed that it wasn't prepared to handle the demand for an event of this size, Congress decided to step in.
The challenge created there, which was partly a consequence of unexpected demand overwhelming a server, and partly a consequence of the lack of incentives to serve customers well in a market dominated by a monopoly for large events, Ticketmaster. The difficulties that consumers had in getting tickets produced congressional hearings and produced greater consumer awareness that this isn't just a, well, technology is still evolving problem. This is an antitrust problem. Monopolies and near monopolies have very little reason to improve customer service. For reasons that have nothing to do with Taylor or with pop music and everything to do with the shape of American politics.
Following the congressional hearings, the U.S. Department of Justice filed a civil antitrust lawsuit against Ticketmaster and its partner, Live Nation. The two ticketing companies joined forces in 2010, but now the Justice Department is calling for a dissolution of the merger. The impact of the Eras Tour on both the music industry and millions of fans worldwide is undeniable, so much so that Swift was named Time's Person of the Year in 2023. As this chapter comes to a close, people are reflecting on what made it such a groundbreaking cultural phenomenon. Hagunas credits this to what she calls a perfect storm.
Taylor Swift is very authentic. The fact that she's writing and singing stories that speak to the human core, and the fact that she does dedicate time and space to really connect with her fans, you know, all of those things combined with the increased purchasing power that women and young women have in today's economy, on top of the fact that we had a pandemic and people were itching to get out of their house, like all of it was just such a perfect storm.
To find out more about Misty Hagunas, Stephanie Burt, and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. You can find Hagunas' book, Swiftonomics, Women in Today's Economy, on Amazon later this year. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This segment was written and produced by Grace Galanti. Our lead producer is Libby Foster. Our executive producer is Amira Zavari. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. This segment is brought to you by Capital One. Banking with Capital One helps you keep more money in your wallet with no fees or minimums on checking accounts and no overdraft fees. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Coming up, exploring the forgotten ships and stories of historic shipwrecks when Viewpoints returns.
Welcome back to College Bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh yeah, it looks like the mac and cheese bowl with 5 original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. 5 delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Light a candle, pour some wine. Grab a roll, the soft kind for a little me time. Charmin Ultra Soft Smooth Tear. Wavy edges for my rear. So let the softness caress your soul. Just relax, you're on a roll. Let her rip. Charmin Ultra Soft Smooth Tear.
Charmin Ultra Soft Smooth Tear has the same softness you love. Now with wavy edges that tear better than the leading one-ply brand. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Again, scent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, Maraca, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
When most people plan on heading somewhere new, they think of planes, trains, or cars. But for hundreds of years, the main way to travel long distances was by boat. The first large passenger ship was built in 1831. It was a steamship called the SS Royal William and could hold around 150 passengers. But this is nothing compared to the biggest cruise liner in the world today. The Icon of the Seas, which has 4 times the volume of the Titanic. At max capacity, it can hold more than 7,600 passengers and crew. There's no doubt that these floating cities are a man-made marvel, but they're not the only massive ships out there. From container ships to aircraft carriers, there are several types of large vessels for different purposes. What happens when they outlive their operational life? Well, nearly all of them end up in the sea.
Crews go in and remove everything valuable. They melt down some valuable material. And then the cheapest and easiest thing to do with the ship is just to tow it somewhere in deep water and sink it. And sometimes it's done for the purpose of coral reef making, to make an artificial reef that coral can grow on and fish could live in. And sometimes it's just done to get rid of the boat. And that's been the main trajectory of most boats that don't become reefs, that don't become diving spots. They just become ocean trash.
That's Daniel Stone, author of the book Sinkable: Obsession, the Deep Sea, and the Shipwreck of the Titanic. For several years, he studied shipwrecks that were sunk intentionally and those like the Titanic that met their end too early. There are an estimated 3 million shipwrecks lying deep below, according to the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, better known as UNESCO. Stone says that as the climate evolves, more and more wrecks are being found in unusual places.
There are shipwrecks in cornfields in Kansas. There are wrecks in the deserts of Namibia. There was even a wreck found under the wreckage of the Twin Towers on 9/11 as fill that was built to fortify New York City in the early days of that city. So there are wrecks all over the world at any point, wherever you are. You're probably not more than a couple miles from a wreck.
You might be thinking, why are some of these wrecks being found underground or on land? Stone says there could have been a river or a body of water in those spots in the past, or the ship may have ended up there due to human error.
A lot of wrecks, especially on land, happen when captains, some of them incapacitated, maybe drunk, got snagged on some rocks and the ship takes on water and everyone bails out. Other wrecks are just abandoned on land. A lot of the city of San Francisco is built upon old wrecks that were sailed to San Francisco for the California Gold Rush, abandoned by prospectors, and then crunched down and turned into fill that expanded the city northward. That's true with a lot of kind of old cities where people sailed boats looking for new lives and had no use for their old ships anymore, and they became wrecks under the foot of people walking today.
For many experienced divers, it's an adventure to swim through these structures, documenting unseen history or discovering new treasures.
One of the best preserved ships is the Calvin Coolidge that sank in the Pacific, that every day of the year you can still swim through and see soldiers' uniforms, their notebooks and diaries, some of the wine bottles on board, and the great ornate decorations on the Coolidge.
While there are thousands of interesting shipwrecks, there are only a handful that have gained widespread notoriety, one of them being the notorious Titanic. So what made this tragedy stand out from all of the others?
It's not the most unique ship. Ships had been built big for decades. Ships had carried rich people for a long time. Ships had been considered unsinkable, and they had been hitting icebergs for many decades before the Titanic. So what was it about the Titanic that made this one into the superstar wreck of all time? And I realized it's a weird quirk of math, of numbers. Basically, 1,500 people died aboard the Titanic, but 700 people lived. And it's those 700 that were mostly young women and children who lived another 50, 60, 70 years telling and retelling the story of the Titanic, and where it went and what it did, and every detail that just swirled around and around and around.
And let's not forget all of the pop culture adaptations. First, there was the 1955 film and book about the final night of the voyage, called A Night to Remember. Then, of course, there was the 1997 blockbuster hit Titanic, which is still keeping the story alive to this day. But most people may not know that the ship itself was missing for 73 years after it sank. It wasn't until 1985 that scientists found its resting place.
The Titanic today looks nothing like what it did when it sailed. And that's because most of it fell apart. The Titanic broke in two, we know, on the surface. The bow fell first. And by the time it hit the ocean floor, it was going almost 30 miles an hour. And it hit the floor almost like a missile and kind of exploded. There's still a structure to the Titanic, but not much structural integrity to it. So when you go down to the wreck site, as some people do now, what you see is kind of a pile of wreckage, two distinct piles, the bow and the stern, and five different debris fields, they call them, of different components and wreckage that have been strewn all over the place. And seeing exactly where all of that wreckage ended up helps engineers kind of reverse engineer how it all started and how exactly it sank on the seafloor.
Despite the fact that the Titanic looks nothing like its former self, the site has still drawn thousands of visitors. Sadly, this has led to the area becoming polluted.
People on the surface who have dropped things, people who have gone down with ballast of, you know, heavy chains that drop them. So there's a lot more trash around the wreck site, especially padlocks, as we know, kind of lovers like to leave in special places. A lot of padlocks around the Titanic wreck site now, too.
While some wrecks, like the Titanic, have gained an enormous following, Stone hopes to shed light on others that have equally interesting backstories.
In 1911, the SS Waratah went down near Australia, and the Waratah is often considered Australia's Titanic. It's almost the exact same size ship, killed a lot of people in almost the same year. The Waratah has never been found and really has this cultural lore to it also. But the most ships that are sought after are the ones carrying gold and silver, and there's a lot of these too. The most valuable one is called the Flor de la Mar that sank in 1511, taking gold from India and Malaysia back to Portugal. It sank near Sumatra in Indonesia and is believed to have been carrying about $2 billion worth of gold, with a B. It's still missing. Many people have tried to find it, but no one has yet.
Who knows? Your next hobby might be unearthing shipwrecks filled with treasure. Whether that sounds interesting or not, Stone says these structures are fascinating pieces of history that each tell a different story. To find out more about this topic and our guest, Daniel Stone, visit viewpointsradio.org. Also, check out his book, Sinkable: Obsession, the Deep Sea, and the Shipwreck of the Titanic. This segment originally aired in 2022 and was written by executive producer Amira Zaveri. Our lead producer is Libby Foster. Our studio engineer is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Welcome back to College Bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh yeah, it looks like the Mac and Cheese Bowl with 5 original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville Hot Loaded Fry Bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. 5 delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Americans have been feeling the squeeze when it comes to paying for basic goods and services. What's even more frustrating is a surprise appearance of extra fees at checkout. These unexpected charges have a nickname, junk fees, and now the Federal Trade Commission is taking action to address them. In December, the FTC announced a so-called junk fee rule, which prohibits shady pricing tactics used to hide costs across various industries, including live event ticketing, hotels, and vacation rentals. The rule came after a 55-page report revealed that consumers are paying billions of dollars a year in unnecessary bait-and-switch or surprise charges that inflate prices while adding little to no value. For example, from 2018 to 2023, 5 U.S. airlines made more than $12 billion on seat selection fees. According to a Senate subcommittee report, United Airlines charged as much as $319 for extra legroom seats, while Delta charged as much as $264. The junk fees rule also requires businesses to advertise their total pricing upfront and to be transparent about all fees, including shipping and taxes, before the consumer enters their payment information. The FTC estimates that the rule will save consumers up to 53 million hours per year of wasted time. The agency estimates this time savings is the equivalent of more than $11 billion over the next decade. The impact on our wallets remains to be seen, but at least consumers can expect greater transparency, allowing them to make more informed shopping decisions. And that's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Thank you.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. On his song Wristwatch, singer-songwriter MJ Lenderman combines traditional country and rock music instrumentation with very modern lyrics about an Apple Watch. In the song, Lenderman boasts of his material possessions, possessions that are supposed to make up for his loneliness. "I've got a houseboat docked at the Himbo Dome," he sings, "and a wristwatch that's a pocket knife and a megaphone, and a wristwatch that tells me I'm on my own." It's a lament straight from the 2020s, and it rocks. It's Lenderman's marriage of indie rock sounds and modern internet and sports-pilled 20-something lyricism that first pulled me into his music. Across his solo discography, Lenderman has songs full of references you might not expect. He sings about Six Flags, Dan Marino, overeating at a fair, catching up on his TV, and of course his technologically advanced wristwatch. But Lenderman is also an instrumental wonder kid. For instance, he's played drums for Indigo D'Souza and guitar for Wednesday. So all of those modern lyrics, songs about shoe deals and Michael Jordan, are laid over some of the best pure rock instrumentals we've heard in years. Another thing about MJ Lenderman is the guy has work ethic. Since 2019, Lenderman has released 4 studio albums and a live album as a solo artist, while continuing to play in the band Wednesday. His latest solo album, called Manning Fireworks, features the song Wristwatch, as well as She's Leaving You, which has managed to hit on the Billboard US Rock Airplay chart. What's clear is that Lenderman is a music superstar on the rise, and 2025 could be the biggest year yet for the Asheville, North Carolina native. MJ Lenderman's music, including Wristwatch and She's Leaving You, is available now. I'm Evan Rook.
Whoa, it's you, the Capital One Bank guy.
That's what they call me.
Mind if I get a selfie?
Yeah, sure thing. Say no fees or minimums on your Capital One checking account.
Wow, that's a keeper. So, where are you heading?
I'm off to spread the good news that Capital One helps people keep more money in their wallet with no overdraft fees.
Oh, you're the best Capital One Bank guy.
Hey, mind if I get a selfie?
Sure.
Say, Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Tanya Hart, host of Hollywood Live. Right now, World Central Kitchen is on the ground in Southern California, supporting first responders and families impacted by the wildfires. Their teams are delivering fresh meals and water where it's needed most, with WCK Chef Corps members standing by to provide comfort through nourishing food. They're always first on the front lines during crisis. Join me in helping. Visit donate.wck.org to help in the relief effort.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.